From NPR News, this is Day to Day. We talked earlier in the program about the sinking value of the dollar and what that means. But there's actually some good news out today about the American economy. Worker productivity is increasing. Marketplace's Jill Barshay is here with more. And Jill, there is new data out today. What does it say?
Well, just to be clear, we're talking about worker productivity, which is how much stuff we make every hour. And the Labor Department reported this morning that the hourly output per worker increased 4.9% in the third quarter. That's the biggest jump in labor productivity we've seen since 2003. Another part of the report also says that labor costs fell a bit. So we've got employees being more productive and costing companies less. And this is important because it shows that the economy might be able to grow without generating inflation.
So, Jill, what's behind all these busy bees?
This is a really surprising economics report this morning. You never see this kind of jump in productivity when an economy may be tipping toward recession. I suspect economists are going to be poring over this data, understand how it is we're more productive so late in a business cycle. When I was digging into the report, what I noticed is we're producing more, but working fewer hours. I mean, just say we make three cookies in 3 hours. That means you have a productivity of one cookie an hour, and now we're working fewer. Now we're working 2 hours. If you make three things in 2 hours, that's a higher productivity ratio. In the fine print of the report, it says the hours American employees worked fell 0.5%, and that's the steepest decline in 4 years, and so that automatically pushes up our output per worker. The really important thing right now is not so much why productivity is going up, but that it's going up at all. Productivity is the economy's best defense against inflation and recession. And that's because wages are the most important cost to companies. And most of our wages do go up every year, even if it's just a little cost of living adjustment. So if we're producing the same amount of stuff every year, then companies have a choice. They either can pass on these wage costs in the form of higher prices on the products we buy, or they take a hit to their profits. So if we're producing more stuff, if we're being more productive like we have been this past quarter, then we don't have to worry so much about higher consumer prices or falling corporate profits.
So, Jill, we don't know exactly what's causing this increase in productivity, but can we expect it to increase or to keep this on the same pace?
What's immediately apparent is this might be very short-lived. Most economists are predicting an economic slowdown this fourth quarter and the beginning of next year. And the Federal Reserve economists, they've already reduced their estimates for productivity growth going forward. Recently, there was released the minutes from the Federal Reserve's August 7th meeting. And already there, they're saying on the record that productivity is going to slow down. And just think about it. We have oil prices going up, the bad housing market, the weak dollar. Economists think it's going to take a toll.
Thank you, Jill. That's Jill Barshay of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.